Seattle City Council members are digging into the details of Mayor Ed Murray's plan to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. That's an eye-catching number that's garnered national attention. But as KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross explains, you can't forget the impact of that pesky thing known as inflation.
$15 an hour sounds great to Ebony Eccles. She works behind the counter at Cherry Street Coffee House in downtown Seattle.
I'm excited for it because as like a barista, we do live off of our tips. So it would make a substantial difference in the comfort of living.
Right now, Eccles earns the state minimum wage of $9.32 an hour. She gets an extra couple of bucks on top of that in tips. Under the mayor's plan, because she works for a small business, she'd get a series of raises until she reaches $15 an hour 7 years from now. That sounds wonderful to Eccles. But I turned to an economist to analyze that figure. When we look at that, $15 an hour in 2021, it's not really what $15 an hour today would buy you, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Norris Peterson is an economics professor at Pacific Lutheran University.
We will have inflation between now and then, and inflation erodes the purchasing power. So it will be somewhat less depending on what the rate of inflation turns out to be.
The mayor would start linking the minimum wage to inflation after it hits $15 an hour, and he uses 2.4% inflation for his calculations. If you use that rate, $15 an hour in 2021 is really only equal to $12.71 in today's dollars. Peterson says in recent years, inflation's been low, so it's not front and center in our minds. But he says it still matters in terms of what we can get for our money.
We tend to forget what impact it can have over a longer period of time.
Back at Cherry Street Coffee House, Eccles says she hadn't really considered that impact. But even $12.71 sounds like an improvement from what she makes now.
So it would still be better, you think?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Eccles says people in her home state of Minnesota are paying attention to Seattle's minimum wage plan. That $15 an hour is impressive, even if in reality, it's a little less dramatic. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.